we did what you can probably call soul searching, looking at ourselves vis-a-vis the policies that government should implement in our country, and particularly in our region here, as Matabeleland, which includes Matabeleland North, South, and Bulawayo province.
Why the Matabeleland regions?
It's not a close figure. There's always been cries that Matabeleland has been left behind in terms of development, economically and otherwise. So you always remember that Bulawayo was known to be the industrial hub of Zimbabwe, it's not Africa, actually. Right now, as we speak, almost virtually all industries are closing down or operating under capacity. There must definitely be deliberate attention that has to be paid to this kind of baby that is probably dying, and we want to resuscitate it, so to say.
Which issues could you say generated a lot of interest?
The topical issue was the resuscitation of industry. We're happy with the report that was given by Honorable Obed Mpofu that he's going to put his head on the block for the NRZ a resuscitation project. And he even said, if this doesn't happen by the end of the year, please take me to task. And that's the kind of that's a drive that we need from our ministers, for them to take things head on and face up to these challenges and get our industries back to the para status. Because once they get back, then it means there's employment. When there's employment, then it means that there's going to be disposable income, and then there's going to be circulation of money around us, and I think things will then now start improving. Because right now, our biggest problem is that there's no circulation of money because people are probably not employed.